and the changing isn't free. You read it in the tea leaves and the cracks are on TV. Beware the Savage Show of 1984. They'll split your pretty cranium and fill it full of air and tell you that you're made
of... Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Friday, March 26, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported, and please help out with whatever is manageable. No donation is too small. Free speech simply cannot stay alive without being funded by we the people. And now I'm pleased to say that with every $100 donation, you get a free RBN t-shirt, high quality print and stitching to fashionably spread the word about where to go for free speech and truth in a sea of deception and misinformation. We also just got in some coffee mugs during this week, actually. So be one of the first if you'd like, alternately, rather than the t-shirt, to get the coffee mug. And, well, actually, I've heard from Mike, he's actually able to give quite a good deal to you guys, from what I hear, for a donation of $115. I believe you can get the t-shirt and the mug. And I thought I must have been hearing things. I figured it must have been 150, but I heard him say it again. I believe that is correct. So while this sort of opportunities here certainly help keep free speech alive and spread the word, people will ask you, hey, what is that RBN there? You know, or if they have to come closer or maybe even start a good conversation. But please, folks, your donations are what keeps everything going here with the limited advertising we have. It is mostly the donations that keep everything running. Please help ensure RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And of course, there's many ways you can pay. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. Many people find PayPal a relatively secure means of online transaction. You can call the RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. You can call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Of course, if you use PayPal, you can email us with your t-shirt size, or if you prefer a mug, or whatever is the case. You can mail in your donation always, folks. Cash, check, money order. Cash if you want to stay anonymous, you know. Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And again, we greatly appreciate anything you can do to help, folks. And I do have my regular Friday co-host on board with me here, Mr. Stephen Douglas Whitener. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Richard. Hello, listeners. How's everybody today? Thank God it's Friday.
Thank God it's Friday. Oh, yeah, and we have a chat room, folks, beyondton.chatango.com. So what's your status, Stephen? I have any updates for us? What's been on your mind the past week here?
Oh, well, this made-to-order shooting just got me. When they first announced that it was a white supremacist out there going to murder all of these innocent people. And it turns out all of the innocent people that were killed were white and not by a white guy, just as they said. I mean, it's that kind of they go that. Yeah.
Wow. That kind of puts a monkey wrench in the gears of the white supremacist lone gunman.
Exactly.
With the assault rifle, always the assault rifle, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's crucial.
An assault rifle is one that hasn't been banned yet. Anything that they can, you know, they'll call anything an assault rifle until they can get it banned.
Well,
I mean, and it was right at the exact time that this bill was. Hey, before we go there, I was curious about the mug and the T-shirt. Is it possible just to buy the T-shirt without? If you couldn't go the $100, I was wondering. I don't know. I don't have that much, but I would like to buy one there. Just
all right. I'm not aware of that. Maybe we'll get a message to confirm if there are any exceptions for certain. As far as I know, until something's announced, yeah, I'm not sure. But yeah, that's
okay. I was thinking while you were going over those. But I mean, we RBN, look, guys, that the station needs the help. We know that with all of this stuff going on. Yeah, you support. The only way we're going to keep our voice, you know, is to support the RBN. We got to keep this so we have something to blast through the noise, you know. It's terrible, this censorship. And well, so this guy that he was gonna fake a hate crime. He had even told people that he accused people who he attacked already of a quote-unquote hate crime.
And he was known to the FBI, isn't that right?
Exactly. Isn't that always the case that they know that known of them? I mean, the Tsarnaev brothers from
Boston.
What's the point
of all of the invasion of our privacy if they're just going to, you know, watch these guys, let it happen anyway, to fit the gun agenda and whatever other... Well, we have Patriot Act 2.0 already with this plandemic. But hey, listen, before we go further into it, I have a special added bonus for the listeners today. Of course, we do also have a guest with us. Isn't that right, Stephen?
Yes, Willem. Hello, Willem. Are you there with us, buddy? Willem and Willem. Okay, Willem. Hi.
Let me introduce... Yeah. Hello, let me introduce for the listeners. This gentleman is actually he's one of the hosts of another show on the platform I have, actually, on Revision Media. But he co-hosts Falling Dominoes with none other than Gregory McGill. You gentlemen or the listeners should know Gregory from our Wednesday broadcasts here. And this is his co-host from his show on our separate platform there that he does, and William Repillum is a good researcher. He's an amateur historical revisionist as well, similar to Gregory in that regard. And he's been an activist in various ways, locally and online, for quite a number of years, really, before I got in touch with him. But I've known him online for quite some time as well. William Repillum. Hello. Glad to have you here today, sir.
Oh, thank you, Richard. Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate that kind introduction. And you know, honestly, I haven't been at it that long, to be honest with you, since before I met you. I think it was 2018 or 2019 I got acquainted with you. Since late 2017, when I was kind of red-pilled on the Jewish question, and that was a jarring effect on me. I had believed hook, line, and sinker the 6 million lie, and the whole story. I bought into pretty much all of it. I mean, I was conservative. There was a while there I was kind of a centrist, not very long before all of that. But when Trump came on the scene and started talking about the fake news and then these events I was watching, like what the Antifa did to Berkeley, burning it up, starting huge fires, and then watching what happened at Charlottesville, how people's rights were being taken away at free speech right in front of our faces. And Hollywood celebrities like Jim Jeffries were saying, there's not two sides of the story.
Yeah.
And I saw that, I was like, there's something really wrong. And I got caught up in the controlled opposition folks there before I got red-pilled with about the Jewish question. And I was really a follower of Ben Shapiro for a couple of months there.
Oh.
And I was really caught up in that. You know, I just kind of trusted that this people like Richard Spencer and all these other people were white supremacists, and don't ever listen to those people. And, you know, maybe Richard Spencer's not the best example, but, you know, people that were speaking up on behalf of white people, I didn't think there was any problem. I did see, started to see this mass immigration thing going on and caught up in groups who were really just angry with Muslims and thinking that, you know, it's Muslims doing this to us and they're invading our countries, having no clue about the Jewish role in mass immigration and miscegenation.
Okay, so to take a step back for a second,
I was going on a tangent there.
We love to hear a little bio for people who the listeners are new to, for sure. I mean, so okay, this was a give or take around the Charlottesville era that you really started waking up. So you'd say like 2017, maybe pre-Charlottesville, you started waking up.
Well, I mean, I became it was more post-Charlottesville. I saw what was going on. I saw what had happened in Berkeley with Antifa. And but it was really late 2017, like around October or so, when actually a Jewish person in a Facebook forum, you know, basically kind of laughed at me because I was promoting Ben Shapiro and then told me that the Hala hoax was massively exaggerated at best and brought up the 270,000 number as deaths in the camps and how, you know, the Germans weren't entirely wrong. And so I was like, what? But I didn't instantly go into a spasm and decide to just shut it out of my mind. What I did was I said, let me look into this because maybe there's something to it. And when I did, what I found was just astonishing. I mean, the magnitude. And I just couldn't get enough videos, and they were all on YouTube at that time. All the censorship and everything, I think, was only in its rudimentary phases. So we were still able to get lots of great information from places like YouTube. And over the course of the 2-3 years, we've just watched YouTube turn into just a complete nothing cesspool of disinformation at this point. So it's not even worth going to anymore, usually.
Right, right. Well, here at this point, let me see if Stephen has any questions or to elaborate on. I mean, so Stephen, the late 2017, post-Charlottesville, early 2018.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you have to comment on that environment regarding everything he's talking about, the anti-white agenda, censorship, all of it?
Well, that Charlottesville is another incident where the FBI knew the person, right? And so what was it specifically that you started to question these things? This Jewish person, what did they send you a video of, truthers or just told you that this thing was that way and you started looking into it? And I'm curious, what did you read to get informed about that? I mean, I've read some things and I'm interested in reading more. There's some I want to know the facts on here with the Allah hoax and stuff that they've I've read Irving, but yeah, what I'm interested in what sources you had. I saw the greatest story never told too, that one on YouTube back at the about the same period of time.
Oh, thank you. That's a great question. With Charlottesville. With respect to that, I was seeing what the propaganda about it, which was like demonizing a bunch of guys because they're walking around with tiki torches. I think it was just after Charlottesville they had a rally. I remember I used to kind of battle with this far left person who was a friend of mine. We used to just get in arguments on Facebook and stuff. And he'd post things like, see how evil they are. Whatever. And I'm like, I don't get it. I'm not seeing the connection here. I'm not just buying into this. And that was just sort of organically. It wasn't like I read a bunch of things. I watched a video about what happened with James, the guy with the Challenger, the gray Dodge Challenger, who supposedly killed Heather, whatever her name was.
Mm-hmm.
The gal that died, supposedly. And I saw what happened there. And what happened there was he went in there and the traffic was blocked. I don't know if he ended up in there on purpose or not on purpose.
Oh,
but
and
he
by
wasn't,
the way, I believe that was Heather Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R, I think.
Heather Hare, I think is what it was.
All right, or Hare?
Hare.
I thought it was with an M. Okay,
Meyer. Okay, I don't remember it being Meyer. Okay. I'm pretty sure it wasn't Meyer.
Okay.
But that would be fitting, wouldn't it? So what I watched in that video, that I saw the video, was that some, you know, I think it was some black kid with a little bat went up behind his car and smashed the window out. He panicked after that and jutted forward. He wasn't barely moving at the time that happened.
Okay, yeah.
And when he jutted forward,
I'm sorry, I just double checked. Yeah, H-E-Y-E-R. Yeah, higher. Okay, yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
No problem. So what I saw in there, and then all of a sudden when he did that, I mean, Antifa just, like cockroaches, just swarmed all over his car, started bashing it in with pipes and stuff, like metal pipes, and bashing his window. He had no choice. He backed up. A couple of guys flew off the car. I don't know if anybody got injured. It looked like they probably one or two people might have. And he got the hell out of there. And that's what I saw. It was very different than the story that they were painting on the mainstream media. You know, so I still didn't make the Jewish connection quite yet. I don't remember the exact sequence of events, but you know, it took me a while to wean myself off of the Jewish thing, because you know, our brains are just wired to be to go along with these narratives that we've been just been abused with our entire lives. We've been abused by these people, and it's just. It's absolutely sickening once you see the truth of the propaganda that you've been spoon-fed, and how destructive it actually is, and how we work to destroy ourselves because of it, and we work to support our enemies. And so the way it came about was I actually, after I was kind of told about this by this one other Jewish guy, I asked a mutual friend, you know, hey, like, I don't get it. I don't understand, you know, because the guy that had red-pilled me initially was like, Ben Shapiro is the worst kind of Jew. And I was like, whoa, I don't get that at all. He says all these things I agree with. And, you know, it's like he's totally so great with these social justice warriors. And I didn't get it at all. And his response was, because he's a parentheses neocon. And I'm like, what the hell is that? And what's parentheses mean? And it's all these questions. So, you know, just maybe a week or two later, I was with the other friend, and I'm asking, he's like, dude, it's the Jews. And I'm like, I don't get it, man. I've never had a problem with Jewish people in my life.
Well, yes, the triple, inside triple parentheses euphemism, right?
Yeah. Comcast or whatever it's referring to. Like, I don't know.
Embedded
Jewish
in
owned business or something. It just, yeah, it denotes that it's Jewish power coming at you or something like that, right?
And stopping it from being censored on social media, of course. So you're just saying like globalists in triple parentheses embedded,
right.
or neocons, like you say, or yeah.
Right. Yeah. So
The censorship was a slippery slope. I mean, on social media, people just started tolerating it for more taboo topics, such as World War II revisionism, for example, and then just the double standards with the anti-white agenda. But suddenly now, I mean, this past year, I mean, everyone in the medical establishment and just so more and more topics, of course, the election fraud, the January 6th. I mean, anything and everything is up for grabs for censorship, and we've been desensitized, you know. So I'd like to hear your thoughts on that, William, after the break.
Sure.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
We don't talk too much about it.
And we're back, folks, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. And we're here with my Friday co-host, Stephen Douglas Whitener. And we have a guest with us today, William Repillum. And I was just mentioning that a desensitization to censorship we've already been experiencing. Well, first, Stephen, is there anything you'd like to add to my statement there?
Yeah, it's getting incredibly just police state level, 1984 level. It started back then. It's hard to come to terms with that, you know, back then we could put the greatest story never told on YouTube. There was all kinds of stuff on YouTube and not that much was censored. And then it just all slammed right after the Florida incident there. That's when the first real wave of YouTube censorship started, and
I think we lost you there for a second, Stephen. Well, see if Steven's connection's better. William, would you like to respond then to what I was mentioning about this desensitization to censorship? I mean, how do we get out of this?
Well, what? Kind of like cut out or something.
Oh, there you are. Yeah, Steven, you were fading out. Yeah, I don't know. Your reception might be choppy. That's okay. I was going to see what William had to say to add to the, what we were mentioning.
Yeah.
Everything to say, but yeah, the revisionism, that's where I'm trying to study the truth. I was to take, flip it around. Okay.
You're like cutting in and out.
Steven, yeah. You're getting a better location where you can you can hear you. It's coming in half in and half out.
You may have to hang up and reconnect during the next break. It might help. Okay. It sends a new ping off a different tower.
William, but I can't hear you as well, Richard.
Okay, all right. Well, just I think it's on your end. So let's let the listeners hear from William.
All righty.
Yeah, by desensitization, definitely I'm not desensitized to it, but I'd say that the general public has become desensitized to it, if they're even aware of it. It's just like we definitely are living in parallel universes here. There's those of us who've found the truth and we're trying to get it out, and there's the criminals that run the world that want it to stop it. And they, you know, I mean, it's a very sobering moment when we wake up and we find out who actually runs the world. And it's even more, you just can become more distraught when your own family members are completely unaware and you can't even reach them at all about it. They just are not listening to what you're going to say. They just, you know, the programming is so deep in them. And even if you, and the sad thing is that we've been purged just through war, you know, of the brave people that we need to head up and take us where we need to be in humanity. We've largely have purged those people through. It's very clever what they've done with the wars. You know, the young men who were brave enough to go and fight in war and die for what they think is a good cause, which hasn't been. I don't even know in all of our American history, except for possibly the American Revolution, if there's been any war that we fought that has been, you know, for a noble cause. So, you know, going back at least to World War I, we know for sure that that was just absolutely against our interest. But the censorship, they don't want people finding out about that. That's for sure. I mean, the magnitude of the criminality and then the scope of their power that they have through the corporations, through the banks, then trickles down through the corporations, which are their minions, and the corporations institute these policies, and they tell you that you don't have a choice. I mean, they tell you that you have a choice. You can take the vaccine, but you can't come into our store. Well, where else are you going to go buy groceries from? They've destroyed all the small businesses, and they're tyrannizing everybody with this mask stuff, and you don't even need police anymore when you have sheep. You have sheep going around and policing everybody else because they're not wearing a mask. So they just take a picture of you or whatever and send it into their contact tracing application. I don't really know how all that works. It's like, I don't even want to know. And that's right. That's just it. A lot of people just don't want to know any of this. And that's been the experience. They're just like, oh my God, this is too terrible. I don't want to, I just want to live in my bubble, pretend that this doesn't really exist, and bury my head in the sand. And that's where we're at with largely, I think, our population has become.
We have the bottom of the hour break right here. I want to bounce some recent articles off Stephen and yourself after the break. Stephen, during the break, if you could hang up and rejoin, and if we still have problems, then you could always use the phone number. I'll retext you the call-in number in case we have to resort to that. Okay, we'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We are back, folks. Beyond the Official Narrative, Republic Broadcasting, here with my Friday co-host, Stephen Douglas Whitener, and our guest today, William Rapillum. So, I'd like to run by some of these stories with you gentlemen, some of these recent news articles. Maybe, Stephen, you could give like a brief 2 cents on it, and then we could hear some brief responses from William with each of them. We already talked about the shooter in Boulder, Colorado, the non-white white supremacist who killed a bunch of white people, and so I guess that narrative's kind of sinking a bit. How about this Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth? She says she won't vote for any white Biden nominees unless they're gay. Well, Stephen, how do you react when you look at that title?
Oh man, it's a club, big club, and I ain't in it. I don't know. The anti-white agenda is just crazy. I was speaking with someone here at the house about this earlier today. How you will never see a white couple with a nuclear family that you have a man, a woman, a mother, and a father, and they're white, and their kids are white, and they're all a nice, happy family. You will not find that anywhere in the normal media. You know, it's just being hidden.
All right, let's bounce that over to William then. All right, William, what are your thoughts?
You might find that, but there'll be one child or something like that, so that they're not reproducing at, you know, at sustainable levels to keep our, you know, people of our racial heritage, our ethnic heritage, our you know, cultural heritage from, you know, existing on the planet. There are Jewish activists that are very open about their plans to exterminate white people from the face of the earth, and they use those terms. And, you know, people like Tim Wise, people like Susan Sontag, who's passed away, people like Noel Ignatieff, people like Barbara Spector, right? And, I mean, it's just sick. You know, you just these are sort of like Jewish supremacy 101 people.
Okay, well, on that same note, then what about the transgender craze? Now we have elected to, let's see, what's his assistant secretary for health at the Department of Health and Human Services by the Biden administration. This Jewish transgender, Rachel Levine. I don't know. So what are your gentlemen's thoughts on her being, I mean, is her being our Secretary of Health, even assistant?
Yeah, I mean,
that's insane.
It just goes to show you that the identity politics, it's just identity politics. It's nothing to do with serving the people. It's about putting people in place that are serving an agenda, and they don't have any interest in helping the American people at all whatsoever. It's just about pushing an agenda. I'm going to vote for this person because they're transgenders, and just completely ignoring, well, what are you going to do for the community? Well, they're going to make everybody transgender. They're going to, you know, expose your kids to being, you know, transgender, your sexually ambivalent children that or don't even really know themselves yet. Are being, you know, they may have, you know, all kids are subjected to some spectrum level of sexual ambivalence, I would argue, and it's being exploited by these predators that
Steven?
Are being, yeah.
That's an excellent way to put it. I agree. That's what's happening. These predators are doing this, and it's just insane. That woman, that thing. That man who says he's a woman, Rachel Levine, I mean, wants to be able for kids to, you know, question what sex they are before they're even in first, second grade. I mean, that's obviously just people coming after us. Like you said, they want to wipe us out. Yes, I don't know exactly where you saw that, but that's what they want to do. They want to exterminate white people. I have seen that phrase used in some of their writings too. And when people come out and tell you that's what they're going to do to you, you should probably pay attention and listen. And a lot of people are not, like you said, people can be completely blind to this stuff. And that,
well, you know, this lockdown this past year really throws a lot of people for a loop. Gentlemen, mm-hmm. even those who are aware of and agree with exactly what you say, which I agree with as well. But I mean, now people are getting confused. Like, you're seeing how the entire population to some extent seems targeted with this.
Uh-huh.
Well, the reaction being worse than the disease, which can't even really be proven and having been purified and isolated. But then the vaccines on top of it, not really being true vaccines in the true sense, altering of genes. And I mean, well, some people are out there saying, oh, you know, blacks should be a priority to get it, you know, as if, and so, you know, what? And then in Israel, everyone being forced to get the vaccine in Israel, you know, so what? Is it white people they're genociding? Is it blacks? Is it Jews? Is it all of us? To a good extent, it is whites in our countries, okay? That is true. There's a dispossession and a replacement level immigration agenda. But at the same time, I mean, yeah, you have to wonder. Now they're using the term double mutant strain. Okay, I saw that's discovered now. Double mutant strain. The mutant strains, that wasn't phasing people anymore a year on even. So they needed double mutant strain to scare people now. And what else do we have here? Oh, yeah, this is crazy. the state abducted a 6-year-old girl after the mother was seen not wearing a mask while dropping her off at school. Can you imagine that?
That's horrifying. It had to do with a custody case with this child. The parents were, getting divorced. But that's just always you're going to have, these when parents are in those kind of cases. But that's just insane. That shows you the level of corruption in the courts, too, up in New York. This is happening near New York somewhere. I don't know if it was. I think it was Rochester, but somewhere in New York. And obviously this judge is, bought off by the father, I guess. I don't know. It's insane to take a child away from the parent because of that. The child was in school with a mask on, and the mom was just going to drop him off and leave. And they started harassing her. And now they've come to the ruling where the woman's got to have a mask on all the time, even in her own house. I mean, how crazy is that?
It's Los Angeles Unified School District and Microsoft have implemented a daily pass app for students. So they're trying to get them more used to the digitized freedom passes. And, well, I'm using that term, but I know the suicides among children have exceeded COVID deaths, they're saying. That's how much of an epidemic is out there with the suicides. And I've noticed, though, that some places around the world are fighting back. I mean, in Italy, there's a great video on BitChute. Over in Italy, they're calling for Bill Gates' arrest. So that's progress. And then Merkel canceled a draconian Easter lockdown amid a backlash of furious Germans. And she's trying to say, okay, it was my fault, bad decision. I take full responsibility, and backing down from them. And William, I showed you earlier, okay, over in Israel, a parent was asked to leave the plane, okay, because the child didn't have a mask on. Then all the passengers, in solidarity with those parents, walked off the plane to back them up. And I don't know. This is an example, William, you were saying. It shows the solidarity of the Jewish community that we really need in the white community and don't have. Is that right?
Well, unfortunately, we don't have the same luxury that the Jewish community has. The Jewish community is a victim class. They have the Holocaust and everything like that, when it was actually us that went through the Holocaust committed by the Jewish power. The Holocaust first in Russia, then the Holocaust in Germany, and then all kinds of other Holocausts all over the place. It isn't just white people that have been Holocausted by Jewish power. But unfortunately, the public has no clue as to this. So when, it was like largely, I think it was Jewish people on that plane, and they were able to stand up and with their Jewish identity and scream that this is unjust. And, and they're absolutely right. And I applaud them for doing that, because it is helpful to the entire world when they do that, not just the Jewish people. And it may actually be the Jewish people that have to stand up to this first and be the spearhead against this entire thing, because they're they really are at ground zero of it. I was pretty shocked to hear that they are being well, I mean, the Palestinians are really at ground zero of it. but I'm really shocked to hear that what they're doing to their own people now. And I think that that is shooting themselves in the foot. I assumed that Jews in Israel would not be subjected to all of the, COVID measures. But I guess that's not the case, unless that's just a hoax story again, which I doubt. But if the Jewish people end up being the ones who spearhead this, it could start a revolution worldwide, right?
Well, I want to hear your thoughts on this one other article, too, William. We have some callers, and perhaps if we might be able to skip the break, we could fit in the callers and this if possible. California approves prayer in school so long as it is anti-Christian. And I couldn't believe this one, okay? They have a new ethnic studies model curriculum, this big 900-page curriculum designed to decolonize America, all right, to empower children as forces for ending such white colonialist hangovers. Pupils are being instructed to pray in chants every day to Aztec gods that formerly sacrificed and sometimes ate parts of children and their parents. And it says the curriculum instructs the children to invoke these gods to empower themselves as social warriors. I want to hear the response from each of you gentlemen on that one.
social warriors, man. That goes all the way back to when the Aztecs are the ones that would sacrifice their kids at the end of their civilization, basically.
But separation of church and state. All right, but yeah. If it's anti-white, then
exactly.
Okay.
It's okay then.
All bets are off.
Insane, yeah, that they are letting... Oh, man, yeah.
William.
It reminds
William.
Me kind of... Yeah,
let's
go ahead.
Let's get to William briefly.
All right. This is exactly, you brought the separation of church and state. That applies to the separation of synagogue of Satan and state. This is a Kabbalistic exercise. This is Kabbalah.
Right,
you know,
well,
when adopting whatever religion from all over the world, that's Kabbalah. It adopts whatever religion that's non-Christian from all over the world and uses it for their, you know, sorcery or whatever you want to call it, their Kabbalistic interest.
That's been a game plan for a long time of theirs. You say, okay. Well, here, let's go to some callers, and then we could hear some of your thoughts responding, interacting with the callers. We've had Laura in Michigan first in the queue. Hello, Laura.
Yes, I wanted to make a suggestion. Anybody wants to further their knowledge, go to davidduke.com and download his free audio book, My Awakening. I just finished it, and it is excellent. Anybody who needs to know more further about the Jews, you'll learn it from this My Awakening, his audio book. Also, remember, when they call us supremacists, they're the supremacists. They're the ones who want dominion and power over us Gentiles. So that we got to turn that around. Make sure we call them the supremacists.
Well, William, do you want to respond to Laura?
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought up David Duke, Laura, because David Duke was actually when I was asking my friend who was saying, it's the Jews, and I'm like, what do you mean? I don't get it. He goes, all right. I go, you got to send me something. Tell me something. So he sends me a David Duke video, and I'm like, David Duke? And then I watched it, and then from there on, that's when I got it. It was a Zio Media Complex video, 20 minutes long, and then I was like, then I understood at that point, and there was no turning back. David Duke has excellent, excellent information. He's absolutely. I've read his first two books, Jewish Supremacism and Secret Behind Communism, and I have the other book, The My Awakening. I haven't read it yet, so thank you for that.
Stephen, do you want to respond to Laura briefly?
Yeah, I would like to see that too. That's on davidduke.com. There's an audio book there of My Awakening. That sounds good.
Yeah, I believe you can find it on archive.org as well. I'm pretty sure.
I saw David Duke do a debate with Alex Jones right before the election, and he did an excellent job. I don't think you can find that online anymore. I don't know where. I haven't looked for it lately, but of course YouTube took it down. I think that Alex even took it off of InfoWars because he basically wiped the floor with Alex Jones that day.
Listen, Laura, I thank you for your call. I do agree, and I endorse Dr. Duke's books as well. All right, always glad to hear from you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
And now let's
into that. Yeah.
Let's see. We'll try to skip.
Wait,
the break.
Please. One second. Well, she also brought up the other point of flipping the narrative. You know, they invert the truth, and that's exactly right. They've inverted the truth, and we need to uninvert the truth and get the truth back to what they've inverted it, which is lies. Not only lies, but the truth inversion and an amplified truth inversion, like, you know, 6 right. million versus 66 million or, you know, 200 million or however many people that they've murdered in the last century.
It's a good way to put it.
Holocausted.
Yeah.
It's a good way to put it. Well, here, I'll try to skip the last break and maybe have time for a bit more of your thoughts and reactions to we have another caller in the queue, Tom in Florida. Hello. Good day, Tom. What's on your mind, sir?
Tom,
are you with us?
Can you hear me?
Maybe.
Richard?
Yeah.
There you go.
Richard? I can hear you now. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, good day to you gentlemen and all you guys. You guys are all right on the money. You guys are right on. What I got to say, and the last caller is right, but what I got to say is this, Richard. You were talking earlier about the nuclear family, the white nuclear family on TV. Yeah, these Zionists will not allow that because they don't want that to happen in the United States. But I guarantee, I wonder what in Israel, do they allow the Arab and Jewish women to be together in their new TV commercials in Israel. I wonder how the Jews react with other the Arabs going in there. You know what? Well, let's bring in 3 million Arabs from anywhere from the Middle East and bring them to Israel. You think they would allow that, the flooding of Israel with a bunch of Arabs so they can take their women and have sex with them and have kids? I doubt it. But here they want to promote it. You know, Thomas Edison didn't make the movie projector for the Jews to have control of it. He made that for the white majority. He didn't make it for the minority, the superimposed minority, which is 2%, 3%, the Jews. But they're telling and dictate of 90% of the whites what our narrative. That should have never been allowed. Since you were talking about World War I, World War II, all this nonsense, these Zionists have poured on our country, whites killing each other by the millions, white men killing each other. That's insanity. It's total insanity.
Tom,
and by the way,
all right, well, hold on, Tom. You already mentioned a lot there. I want to see if William wants to respond to any of that. William Rapillum, do you have a good response for what Tom's bringing up? William, maybe he was indisposed.
Sorry, I put myself on mute there for
okay.
a second.
Gotcha.
Yeah, no, he's absolutely right. You know, World War I and World War II, Civil War, I mean, these were brothers' wars, all of them, and we've murdered each other, you know, for Jewish interests. I mean, if that's not true, tell me how it wasn't true. I'm open. I'm open to the debate, but they won't have the debate. There is no debate. They just shut you down, and that's all there is to it. They shut you down, and then they, you know,
right.
bring communism into your life, and that's what's happened. And we have been murdering each other for at least 150 years. If I may, just bring in George Washington actually gave the Jews full privileges, from what I understand, from what I've studied. So it might be worth studying even back to as far as our founding, just based on where we come from, our Christian history, and how so many people were, due to so-called Inquisition, where people were so-called persecuted by Christian monarchs over in Europe, came over to America to escape all that and really set up shop, I think, with a little criminal enterprise, such as slavery, which was the Jews that did that. And then, you know, so I wouldn't just take at the face value that, you know, even the American Revolution was 100%, you know, benevolent, trying
okay,
to escape from.
Okay,
sorry,
well,
Richard, there.
I just want to say, Richard, I want you gentlemen, Richard,
yeah.
I want you gentlemen to look up what Benjamin Franklin said. Benjamin Franklin knew it all the time. You're talking about the Revolutionary War and Ben Franklin. You can look at Ben Franklin's papers. He knew what Zionists were going to do to this country. You can look it up and do a show on it next week. Benjamin Franklin. Now, let's get back to real quickly. The Talmud,
sure.
They talk about the Goyim as cattle. We are cattle to the Jews. The demonic Kabbalah Jews, we
sure.
are cattle. We're Goyim.
Absolutely.
We're called the Goyim. And we're the majority. We should be stampeding these Jews because
Jews
are dictating their filth
and
evil.
You know, and Tom, I'll add to that. It's not just in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, but you'll hear a lot of Orthodox high end sort of traditionalist types, and yes, they totally don't think. I mean, just everyday Jews. I mean, they teach their families, their children, you know, that you don't think of non-Jews as the same, not quite human, compared to Jews.
That's correct, Richard. And you know, I got to tell you this: you're exactly right. But the Jews, when you tell the Jew that you're a Jew for Jesus, they can't stand that. These rabbis blow their brains out. It's like in the Star Trek movie Voyager when he called him loose God. You tell a Jew I'm a Jew for Jesus, they freak out. I tried
it was a thing
that I'm against Jews. I said no, I'm a Jew for Jesus. You don't like that, and he blew up. He can't handle
you,
the
Tom,
truth. They can't handle it.
I tell you, as far as everyday Jewish culture out there, I was very surprised and blown away when Michael Rivero pointed out, okay, that when he was married to his first wife, who was Jewish, she confirmed to him that, yeah,
right.
Jews are taught that the Ten Commandments only applies to other Jews. Now, let that sink in. That includes thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not lie, the whole smear. The whole smear.
Well,
thank you for your call. Thank you for your call, Tom. We
you
have Murr. All right, we have Murr in Wisconsin. Hello, Murr.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry I'm so late again. I'm putting the links in your chat room for my awakening. Oh, shoot.
My awakening?
Cat? Yeah, sure. The cat just tried to unplug the phone again. Sorry.
I love cats.
And also we're Duke Mop the Floor with X-Lax Hicks. That was August 18th, 2015, and I'll try to track that down. I think I saw it at BitChute, but I'll find that, too. And
well, Mer, did
Mike Rivera,
you...
Mike Rivera is Sephardic, and his wife was Ashkenazi.
Ah, that's a good point. Yeah, that goes kind of a clash, even that. Did you like what William Rep Pillum here had to say? Do you have any response to what he was mentioning, Mer?
No, I'll get off and let you guys carry on. I just wanted to put this up there so people know it's in the chat room. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah, My Awakening by Dr. Shiva Duke. Mer posted in the chat room for everyone. BeyondTON.chatango.com. Well, William, we just have a couple minutes left. So if you want to give your final thoughts, sir, the floor is yours.
I think America was founded on Masonic principles more so than Christian principles, and that we're going to have to correct that going forward here. Otherwise, we're setting ourselves up for what's happened to us, not just recently, but since our whole history, really. We didn't really put our faith in Christ and more so than I think that we did, and that's probably one of the errors that was made.
All right. Well, Stephen, did you have any final thoughts on anything?
Well, great to hear you on here, William. I mean, I enjoy listening to you on the Revision Media when you guys do the Falling Dominoes on Monday nights at 8. Is that correct, right? We hear you Monday night.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's good.
Eight Eastern, seven Central.
Yeah. You guys do have great shows there, too. I'm glad to hear you. I'm curious as to the other things that you've read too, like that. I thank Mayor for putting that in the chat room. I'll check out that David Duke, My Awakening. And I'm just curious as to the other things that you've read
I'm looking at all the books right now, Steve, and I'm just going to rattle a bunch of them off to you. The Bad War by Mike King, War Against Putin by Mike King, Planet Rothschild Volume 1 and 2 by Mike King, every single thing by Mike King that he wrote. That's where I started. I read every single book that he wrote, and I got David Duke's books, Jewish Supremacy, Secrets Behind Communism. I got Brenton Badbury's book, The Myth of German Villainy, Rest His Soul. He just recently passed. Not recently, but almost a year and a half ago. And I got all Tex Mars books. He passed around the same time. And I got the entire collection of the Holohoax series from Castle Hill Publishing, which was from Kodo.com. There's like 40 books.
You've told me. I've looked at them before too, that particular organization. Well, thanks for being on. I hope you'll come back again sometime. Look forward to doing this with you in the future. It's just the time we're living in, this is it. I mean, it's time to stand up for ourselves. Y'all be good to each other.
Yeah.
Well, thank you
thanks, guys.
Stephen. Thank you, William. It was a pleasure. And Stephen, I'll talk to you on Friday. William, definitely want to have you back soon. And stick around, folks, for Dr. Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio. Always an excellent broadcast. Please support RBN, folks. And have a great weekend. We will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.